Welcome to the Rap Soul Podcast, where we dive deep into the world of music that moves our hearts and gets our feet tapping. This is the intersection of rap and soul music from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. We appreciate you for listening. Share this podcast with a friend or family member who loves music as much as you do. The podcast is hosted by 12 Kyle. Next up, the Rap Soul Podcast.
Welcome to the Rap Soul Podcast. I am your boy, your host, 12 Kyle. Thank you again for tuning in. This is the Rap Soul Podcast. This is the place where we have an intersection of discussion about music and artists from the 80s, 90s, and the 2000s when it comes to hip-hop, rap, R&B, and soul music. This is the best music podcast that you've never heard until right now. Again, I want to thank you all for tuning in, and shout out to those of you who are watching on YouTube. I appreciate it. On this episode, what I want to talk about is a meme that I came across a couple of months ago, and I saved it in my notes because I knew I'd have to bring this one to the podcast. And it's quite simple. The meme simply asks about which concert that you would go to. Now, here's the thing. There are no rules, but what they do is they give you a list of 9 different artists, R&B artists, from the, you may as well say, the year. It was 1987. And so it simply says it's 1987 and you can only attend one show. What stage are you going to? And it gives you 3 different stages, 9 artists on 3 different stages. So it's a total of 27 artists. And what I'm going to do for you is I want to get your opinion as to which stage you would go to. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read off the list of the artists that would appear on each stage. And keep in mind, it is from their music from 1987 and back, not forward. So there are going to be some legacy artists that I name, and you have to make the call if to whether or not you would go see that particular artist and their music up until 1987. I thought this meme was very clever. I thought it was, at first glance, it looked very easy for me to select. But I'll be honest, it wasn't that easy, because as I started looking at the names of the rosters that would appear at that particular concert, I started thinking, like, these artists have some hits. And not only do they have hits, they have some of the favorite songs, some of my favorite songs from the 80s. And so if you're a music fan, if you're a fan of particularly R&B acts in the 80s, you will definitely enjoy this podcast. Well, more importantly, you're going to enjoy the podcast because, well, it's me. Nonetheless, so let's get to it. On stage number 1, and these are no particular order. Again, they're 9 acts. So stage number 1, you got the Dazz Band. Now, if you're familiar with the Dazz Band had hits like Let It Whip and Joystick. So in 1987, you have the music from the time that the Dazz Band started up until 1987. And again, they had hit songs like Let It Whip and Joystick. So that's one act. The next act, again, in no particular order, the Gap Band. The Gap Band, man, listen, one of the best groups from the 80s. I don't think that's a stretch to say. Of course, they had songs like Yearning, You Dropped a Bomb on Me, Burn Rubber, Early in the Morning, Party Train, and my favorite, Outstanding. Listen, you can't go wrong with a Gap Band concert in 1987. I don't think that there's anything wrong with pulling up to a concert in 1987 and bumping and listening to the Gap Band. So that's one act. The next act, the Mary Jane Girls. Listen, if you remember the Mary Jane Girls, they were proteges of Rick James. They had hits like In My House, All Night Long, and Candyman, just to name a few. The Mary Jane girls were different, man. They were sexy and they did not hide their sexiness on stage. And again, they were kind of wild because, you know, they were running with Rick. I mean, like, if you knew Rick James in the 80s, man, I mean, come on, what are we talking about? But the Mary Jane girls would be on that stage as well. The next act, I just mentioned him. I'm Rick James, bitch. The legend himself, Mr. Funk, Rick James. Rick had hits like Give It To Me Baby, Fire and Desire, Super Freak, Ebony Eyes, Ghetto Life, You and I, Cold Blooded, and I mean, can we not forget about the weed anthem, Mary Jane? So listen, you got a stage with Rick James at a concert in 1987. Rick would blow the house down. I'm not speaking out of turn when I say that Rick James put on a show, and he definitely would have put on a show in 1987. And if you could go hear Super Freak, if you could go hear Cold Blooded, if you could go hear Ebony Eyes, I think a lot of people would sign up for that. The next act that would appear on that particular bill, Tina Marie, soul singer. Listen, Tina Marie could blow, and she also was a protege of Rick James. She had songs like Ooh La La La. She did Fire and Desire with Rick James. Lover Girl, Square Biz, and I Need Your Lovin', just to name a few. Tina Marie was what they called blue-eyed soul. Tina Marie, if I'm not mistaken, was white, but I'll be honest, even after seeing Tina Marie and hearing her voice and everything, like, I was further along in life before I realized that Tina Marie was white. I thought she was black. Not that it mattered, but she had some really, really dope music. And again, she came up under Rick. So, I mean, you can't lose coming up under Rick. So that's another artist on that particular bill. Next up, the Commodores. Legendary 70s group. They had hits in the 80s. Songs like Easy, Zoom, Lady, Night Shift, of course, Brick House, Three Times a Lady, Just to Be Close to You, and Jesus's Love, just to name a few. Obviously, you got the lead singer in Lionel Richie singing with the group. So that is a hell of a lineup, man. I mean, you get, you know, not only the Commodores, but you get, you know, or the early 80s Lionel Richie solo stuff as well. So all of these people are on one particular stage. They're on stage one, and we're still not done. The next act, Zapp with Roger. Man, listen, if you want to talk about funk, it gets no funkier than Roger and Zapp. Of course, they had songs like I Want to Be Your Lover. I Want to Be Your Man. Do Why Diddy. I Can Make You Dance. I Heard It Through the Grapevine. Dance Floor. Do It, Roger. Do It. And of course, my favorite song from Roger and Zapp, and that would be Computer Love. Listen, I think, you know, hitting the stage and listening and watching Roger and Zapp perform Computer Love is probably one solid reason to go to this particular stage anyway. But Roger and Zapp, man, you couldn't beat that. And again, you're talking about the music up until 1987, so you've got a lot of hits to listen to. The next group, Loose Ends. Loose Ends, very well-known R&B group. I think they were from the UK, if I'm not mistaken. Were they from the UK? I can't remember. I think so. But they had songs like Hanging on a String, You Can't Stop the Rain, Slow Down, Don't Be a Fool, and Watching You, just to name a few. This was a very solid group. I think you put them on the stage and you're going to get a good show. And I think people are going to be tuned into that. So that's another reason to check out that particular show. And last but not least, for stage one, you've got Cameo. Man, listen, there might not have been that many more better groups than Cameo in the 80s. They had hits like Word Up, Back and Forth, Attack Me With Your Love, Shake Your Pants, I Like the Way You Dance, She's Strange, Single Life, Slide, Alligator Woman, and of course, Candy. Listen, man, the Cameo, between Cameo and the Gap Band, I mean, like, this particular show is bananas in and of itself. And again, this is only stage one. So let me wrap it back up for you so I can tell you who all is on stage one. So I want you to keep this in mind. You got the Dazz Band. You got the Gap Band. Mary Jane Girls. Rick James Bitch. Tina Marie. The Commodores. Roger and Zap. Loose Ends and Cameo. Now that's just stage one. Right now, we got to take a commercial break. And on the other side of the break, I will give you the artist that will be on stage two. Sit tight. We'll be back in just a second. If you want a podcast where culture, conversation, and life collide, where you get insightful commentary, engaging discussions, and a fresh perspective on everything, then you need to listen to the 12 Kyle podcast. Hosted by the one and only, yours truly, 12 Kyle, a voice that you know and trust. This podcast will bring you thought-provoking moments, compelling stories, and a whole lot of fun. Whether you're a first-time listener or just tuning in, each episode promises to be something new and exciting. So sit back, relax, join 12 Kyle, myself, and my guests as we break down the world around us and give you stories that you've never heard before, from nostalgic throwbacks to everything in between. The 12 Kyle podcast is a front row seat to this conversation. Subscribe now and never miss an episode of the 12 Kyle podcast, where the vibe is always real and the discussion is always worth your time. Are you feeling nostalgic for the golden eras of rap and soul music? If so, tune in to the Rap Soul podcast. We are your weekly journey through the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, spotlighting the music and the hidden gems that shaped the soundtrack of our lives. From the powerful beats to the soulful melodies, we bring you the best of the past with fresh insights and stories. Rediscover the music that defined a generation. Subscribe to the Rap Soul podcast and enjoy the vibes. And just like that, we are back. Once again, it's your boy 12 Kyle, and this is the Rap Soul podcast. Again, it's 1987. You can only attend one show. What stage are you going to? Before the break, I gave you the artists that would appear on stage one, and now I'm going to give the artists that will appear on stage two. So starting off, and then again, these are in no particular order. We're going off with Midnight Star. Man, listen, Midnight Star had some smokers back in the day. I love this group. I know my parents bought quite a few of their albums, and it was a group that got constantly played a lot on the radio. They had hits such as Midas Touch, Freakazoid, Wet My Whistle, which is something funny to tell a woman. Let me wet my whistle. Slow Jam. Oh my God, play another slow jam, this time make it sweet. Curious, Electricity, No Parking on the Dance Floor, Don't Rock the Boat, and Headlines, just to name a few. Listen, you can't go wrong with a Midnight Star concert. You can't go wrong with any of the songs that I named, plus any more songs that they would play. So I mean, stage two is smoking already. Then the next group, again in no particular order, The Deal. The Deal was a group that really was, I want to say, was short-lived, but obviously they had Babyface and L.A. Reid in the group, and of course they would later branch off and form LaFace Records and become, you know, some of the great power dynamics in music altogether. But The Deal had songs like Two Occasions, Shoot 'Em Up Movies, Body Talk, Just My Luck, and Sweet November, just to name a few. What was interesting, as particularly as I'm going through these songs and these artists, is that what was funny was hearing and listening to some of the songs, as well as thinking about just some of the names. These are very creative names for these songs. You know, I will venture to say that you don't get these kind of names to songs anymore. I mean, a title like Shoot 'Em Up Movies. Nobody's making shoot 'em up movies in 2025 at the time of this recording. So next up, the next group, again, no particular order, the group Lakeside. Lakeside, another 70s, 80s staple. They had hits such as Fantastic Voyage, It's All the Way Live, Raid, Everybody on the Dance Floor, I Want to Hold Your Hand and I Need You, just to name a few. I like Lakeside. Lakeside had a couple of joints, man, that I would, you know, play and everything, and they got a lot of airplay from what I can remember in my childhood growing up, you know, on the airwaves as far as radio was concerned. I don't really remember a lot of videos from Lakeside, but I do remember them getting a lot of airplay in my hometown of Florence, South Carolina. Next up, Ready for the World. Ready for the World was a group of, I can't remember, I think it's like six or seven of them, and they all played instruments and they sang, and I think everybody in the group had a jerry curl. I do remember that. And Ready for the World, what was interesting about their music was, like, it, at least from what I can remember, everything seemed very sexual. I don't know if that was their MO, if that's what they intentionally set out to do, but almost every song that they had was some type of sexual innuendo. They had songs like Love You Down, Oh Sheila, Tonight, Deep Inside Your Love, and Can He Do It, just to name a few. Deep Inside Your Love, you know, probably could make you blush back in 1987. But again, if they hit the stage, man, listen, you come out playing Oh Sheila, the crowd is going crazy. So that's another group. Next group, The Whispers. And a little bit older group, but still they had jams. I mean, in the 80s, you're talking about songs like And the Beat Goes On, Rock Steady, Lady, Keep On Loving Me, It's a Love Thing, In the Mood, just to name a few. Man, listen, I like The Whispers. The Whispers is one of those groups that really, really takes me back to my childhood. So I could definitely see them tearing down a stage in 1987. Next artist, Kashif, the late Kashif. Now, Kashif was alive in 1987. He would hit stage and perform songs like Love Changers, Stone Love, and The Mood. Kashif was a really good artist. I think he was probably a lot better than people remember. He wasn't somebody that was really highly publicized, and he didn't have a lot of, you know, fanfare around him, but he was a very solid artist and a very good songwriter as well. Next up, again, in no particular order, Karen White. They had Karen White listed here as an artist that would hit the stage in 1987. Now, here's the thing, and they didn't, I don't know who created this meme again, because I found it on the internet, but what's interesting is that Karen White's career really did not take off until after 1987. So when I looked at some of the songs that she made as far as some of the hits, songs like Stone Love, The Mood, and Love Changes. I was looking at the wrong one. I'm talking about Karen White. She had songs like The Way You Love Me, Love Saw It, Secret, and Superwoman. Those were all smashes, but again, those were post 87. I think all of those songs came out in 88, I think. So we're going to allow her, because that was a mistake on their end when whoever worked this meme, they made the mistake. But Karen White with songs like The Way You Love Me, Love Saw It, Secret, and Superwoman, those were 88. So we're going to let her slide in, but she's going to hit the stage and she's going to perform those songs at the 87 concert. Next up, and again, these are in no particular order, Luther Vandross. Now, here's the thing. If you have Luther Vandross on a stage in 1987, there's no doubt in my mind he's tearing the stage down. Luther was one of the greatest performers that we saw in the 80s. I don't think that you can't really name that many more artists that were better than Luther. He had a string of hits. He could control a crowd, and he gave you your money's worth when you came to see Luther. He had hits such as Superstar, Until You Come Back to Me, Never Too Much, A House Is Not a Home, Bad Boy Having a Party, Don't You Know That, If Only for One Night, and If This World Were Mine, just to name a few. Now, understand that Luther had plenty of hits that happened after 1987. However, we're only dealing with his songs up until 1987. So in the ones that I named, those are all 87 or earlier. So he performs those. He's tearing down the house. Next artist and the final artist that would hit the stage, that would be none other than Whitney Houston. Whitney Houston came out, she came out in 84, 85. Whitney Houston's probably headlining this particular show in 1987, either she or Luther. And you could flip a coin as to who you would want to close it out. But with hits like I Want to Dance with Somebody, The Greatest Love of All, Didn't We Almost Have It All, Saving All My Love for You, the side chick anthem, How Will I Know, All at Once, Where Do Broken Hearts Go, So Emotional, just to name a few. Whitney had a string of bangers. And so you could let her close out the concert in 87, but she is absolutely tearing down stage two. So again, for the record, here's who is appearing on stage two: Midnight Star, The Deal, Lakeside, Ready for the World, The Whispers, Kashif, Karen White, Luther Vandross, and Whitney Houston. So again, that's who's on stage two. I'll go back to stage one, the Dazz Band, the Gap Band, Mary Jane Girls, Rick James Bitch, Tina Marie, the Commodores, Roger and Zap, Loose Ends, and Cameo. So now you have who's on stage one, stage two, and stage three. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and on the other side, I will give you the artists that appear on stage three, and we will make a decision from there. Sit tight. We'll be back in just a second.
Are you feeling nostalgic for the golden eras of rap and soul music? If so, tune in to the Rap Soul Podcast. We are your weekly journey through the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, spotlighting the music and the hidden gems that shaped the soundtrack of our lives. From the powerful beats to the soulful melodies, we bring you the best of the past with fresh insights and stories. Rediscover the music that defined a generation. Subscribe to the Rap Soul Podcast and enjoy the vibes.
If you want a podcast where culture, conversation, and life collide, where you get insightful commentary, engaging discussions, and a fresh perspective on everything, then you need to listen to the 12 Kyle Podcast, hosted by the one and only, yours truly, 12 Kyle, a voice that you know and trust. This podcast will bring you thought-provoking moments, compelling stories, and a whole lot of fun. Whether you're a first-time listener or just tuning in, each episode promises to be something new and exciting. So sit back, relax, join 12 Kyle, myself, and my guests as we break down the world around us and give you stories that you've never heard before, from nostalgic throwbacks to everything in between. The 12 Kyle Podcast is a front row seat to this conversation. Subscribe now and never miss an episode of the 12 Kyle Podcast, where the vibe is always real and the discussion is always worth your time. And just like that, we are back. Once again, it's your boy 12 Kyle. This is the Rap Soul Podcast, and we're taking it to 1987, and we're simply asking the question. It's 87. You can only go to one stage. What stage are you going to? Before the break, I gave you the artists that would appear on stages one and two. And now I will give you the artists that will appear on stage three. Again, these are in no particular order. Coming to the stage, the SOS Band. Man, listen, in 1987, this is going to be a great way to kick off a concert. They had songs like Just Be Good to Me, Take Your Time, I'm in Love, What's Wrong with Our Love Affair, Love Won't Wait for Love, just to name a few. The SOS Band is going to give it to you. I mean, and you're going to leave the concert satisfied with what you've heard. Next up, a personal favorite of mine, the group The Legendary from Minneapolis, The Time. In my opinion, there might not have been anybody cooler than The Time. The Time, obviously led by the great Morris Day, Jerome Benton, his sidekick, Jelly Bean on drums, Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis, the whole crew. Those guys, man, just their whole swag, if you will, was so incredible back in the day, man. We would watch the Time videos and just be in awe of just how smooth and cool those guys were. And obviously Morris appearing in Purple Rain as Prince's main adversary. One thing I did not realize growing up, and I found out later on in life, was that Morris was such an accomplished musician. I didn't know Morris plays the drums, and he's really, really dope on drums. A great musician. Love Morris Day to this day. But the Time, they had smash songs like 777, 9311, Get It Up, Jerk Out, The Bird, Jungle Love, Chili Sauce. I don't think anybody's ever made a song called Chili Sauce. And of course, C-O-O-L. What's that spell? Cool, right? Again, one of my favorite groups from the 80s. So you put them on a stage in 1987 and the stage is catching on fire. The next group they have listed, a group called Change. Now, Change had songs like The Glow of Love, Lover's Holiday, Hold Tight, Searching, and Let's Go Together. I'll be honest, of all of the 80s groups and all of the groups that I've mentioned, this was the group where I had to go back and listen to the music, because I'll be honest, I don't really remember Change. Like, I remember them, but I really don't remember them. And that's not to say that they weren't good, because they had hits. I just really wasn't familiar with the music. So I do know that this wasn't any music that I purchased, but I do remember hearing them on the radio, and I think they would be good on stage as well. The next act, Alexander O'Neill. Man, listen, Alexander O'Neill had some hits and some smokers in the 80s. 1987, he would have given you songs like If You Were Here Tonight, Never Knew Love Like This, Fake, Sunshine, A Broken Heart Can Mend, just to name a few. Alexander O'Neill, man, could go, man. That guy was a very good singer. He put on a show, man. And I think in 1987, you can't go wrong with Alexander O'Neill. Now, the next artist would actually be definitely at a concert with Alexander O'Neill, and that is the lovely Sherelle. Sherelle had songs like Saturday Love that she did with Alexander O'Neill. I Didn't Mean to Turn You On. She also did with Alexander O'Neill. Never Knew Love. And You Look Good to Me, just to name a few. I, you know what, man? I really thought Sherelle was a cute woman. I thought she was really, really dope back in the day with her little hair and everything like that. And I really enjoyed her and Alexander O'Neill singing together. They're almost synonymous. So I think if you have a concert with Alexander O'Neill, Sherelle's got to be there as well. The other artist that they had listed to hit the stage, Cheryl Lynn. Cheryl Lynn, low-key, had some bangers as well. She had songs like Got to Be Real, Encore, All My Lovin', Give All My Love to You, and If This World Were Mine, which was a duet that she sang with Luther. So we'd have to bring Luther out for this, even though he wasn't on the stage, but we have to bring Luther out for this one. Encore, listen, man, Encore still smokes to this day. And it's good to see, like, I've seen TikTok videos of kids vibing to Encore. So I love it when old school artists like from the 80s and the 70s get a chance to have their music kind of rebirthed and gifted to a younger generation. Next artist that would hit the stage, the great Sheila E., drummer extraordinaire. Obviously, she had hit songs like Love Bizarre, Hold Me, and Glamorous Life. I'm all for Sheila E. hitting the stage. I mean, like, I could just stand it. Because, listen, in 1987, Sheila E. was fly as all get out. I mean, like, it for a young boy in 1987, yeah, I would have been at that concert drooling at the sight of Sheila E. playing the drums, because she was flying. She was fine. So fine. The next artist to hit the stage, my personal favorite R&B group of all time, and that would be none other than New Edition. But again, keep in mind, you're talking about New Edition from their start to 1987. So 87 does not include the Home Again album. Excuse me, the Any Heartbreak album. I'm sorry. Or the Home Again album, because that was 96. And it does not include Bobby Brown's solo efforts, but it does include Bobby Brown. So if we have New Edition on the stage, you're talking about them singing songs like Mr. Telephone Man, Cool It Now, Candy Girl, Lost in Love, With You All the Way, My Secret, Popcorn Love, Count Me Out, Helplessly in Love, Earth Angel, Bobby Brown singing Girlfriend, and then you got New Edition singing Jealous Girl. So you've got all of the early hits of New Edition. Who wouldn't want to see that on a stage? I personally would. And in 1987, they would have smoked any stage that they got on singing all of those songs and more. And last but not least, closing down the arena would be none other than Janet Jackson. Miss Jackson, If You're Nasty. Now, what's interesting is if you're talking about 1987, you're only talking about Janet's first three albums. Her first two albums, there's really not much to talk about. if you follow the podcast, one of the first episodes that I did on this podcast was give a breakdown of the Control album, which you would get in its entirety. So you would get songs like Funny How Time Flies When You're Having Fun, Nasty, Control, When I Think of You, Pleasure, The Pleasure Principle, What Have You Done for Me Lately, He Doesn't Even Know That I'm Alive, just to name a few. I think Janet Jackson in 87 closes out the show. You could kind of flip a coin if whether or not you want a New Edition or Janet, but I think those are the final two acts to close out a stage of a show in 1987. So again, I will go back to the initial question that I asked, which was what was at the top of the meme. It's 1987 and you can only attend one show. What stage are you going to? Are you going to stage one? Stage one, the Dazz Band, the Gap Band, Mary Jane Girls, Rick James Bitch, Tina Marie, the Commodores, Zapp and Roger, Loose Ends, and Cameo. Are you going to stage two with Midnight Star, The Deal, Lakeside, Ready for the World, Whitney Houston, Luther Vandross, The Whispers, Kashif, and Karen White? Or are you going to stage three? The SOS Band, The Time, Change, Alexander O'Neill, Sherelle, Cheryl Lynn, Sheila E., New Edition, Janet Jackson. I'll be honest, this is, at first glance, I did not think I could make a decision, but I got to go with my heart, and my heart tells me if I could see New Edition and Janet Jackson on the same stage in one night, I'm in. In 87, I'm in. Count me. I'm paying whatever it costs. Now, granted, in 87, I wasn't that old, so I was what, 14, about to be 15. So I didn't have any money, so my mom would have had to take me. But yeah, you give me The Time, SOS Band, Alexander O'Neill, Sherelle, Cheryl Lynn, Sheila E., Any, and Janet. I mean, when Change comes on, I probably go to the concession stand in the bathroom, because again, I really wasn't familiar with their music like that. But that 8 out of 9, man, is strong and it's cold. So in conclusion, it's 1987. I'm checking out stage three with the SOS Band, The Time, Change, Alexander O'Neill, Sherelle, Cheryl Lynn, Sheila E., New Edition, and Janet Jackson. You tell me in the comment section on YouTube. You can hit me up on social media, 12 Kyle across the board, 12 Kyle podcast, Rap Soul podcast. That's where you can find me all across the board on all social media platforms, Twitter X, Blue Sky, Instagram, Facebook, Threads, as well as the TikTok. Let me know, which stage are you going to and why? Who's going to draw you to that particular stage? Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for me. This has been another edition of the Rap Soul Podcast. Again, I am your boy 12 Kyle. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast if you haven't done so already. Again, we're on every major streaming platform. You can find the podcast. You can download it for free. We're also on YouTube, the Rap Soul Podcast. You can also check out the 12 Kyle Podcast. That's the flagship show. That is on YouTube as well. Again, I mentioned social media. We're all across the board on social media. If you would like to contribute to this podcast financially, send us a couple of dollars. You can hit us up on Cash App, $TWELVEKYLE. And again, don't forget about the flagship. I was going to say mothership. Where does mothership come from? The flagship show is called the 12 Kyle Podcast. We drop new episodes every Thursday at midnight. From time to time, we drop bonus episodes on Sundays at midnight. So be sure to subscribe. And again, the Rap Soul Podcast, we're dropping new episodes every Monday at midnight as well. So tell a friend, particularly if you are a music fan. Do me a favor, share this podcast with someone who enjoys music as much as you do. Again, this has been another edition of the Rap Soul Podcast. We took it back to 87 and asked the question, what stage are you hitting? Hit us up and be a part of what we're doing here. We definitely appreciate the love. Once again, I am your boy, 12 Kyle, and we'll catch you guys next time. 5,000. Cheer.
Thank you for listening. This concludes the episode. Be sure to subscribe to the Rap Soul Podcast. You can find the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the podcast on social media. And feel free to continue this discussion on our Reddit page. More importantly, share this podcast with a friend or family member who loves music as much as you do. Until next time, 5,000.